Those most brutalized and excluded need to be in the lead, yet that doesn't leave everyone else off the hook. Changing everything means that everyone has a role to play. So Kelly and Howard tell the stories not just of activists and grassroots leaders, but of the unlikely accomplices of the democratic economy, where the seeds of a future beyond corporate capitalism are being planted in hospital procurement departments, pension fund offices, and even a few company boardrooms. And it's not that radicals have snuck in to subvert these economic institutions. It's that the failing system all around us is making what was once radical seem more like common sense, including for those with the power to move significant resources out of the current system and into the next one. There's a saying activists in South America often use about making a revolution from below as trabajo de hormigas, the work of the ants. That's an apt way to understand the work of the community wealth builders Kelly and Howard explore. Working below the surface, coordinated without central control, digging tunnels to what comes next. Kelly and Howard approach all this with humility. The work of the ants is done by human beings, not superheroes or prophets. The way the authors acknowledge their own failures and missteps along the way gives us space.